In this bulletin, a former intelligence officer who revealed Australia's spying on East Timor reportedly facing criminal charges. SBS to broadcast all remaining World Cup matches, and thousands of Ticketmaster customers across the country warned to check their bank accounts following a cyber attack. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie has used parliamentary privilege to reveal a former spy who uncovered an Australian bugging operation against East Timor has been charged with criminal offences along with his lawyer. Australia started bugging East Timor's ministerial offices in 2004, allegedly to help in its dispute over a maritime boundary related to vast undersea gas reserves. That boundary dispute with East Timor was finally resolved earlier this year. But Andrew Wilkie has told Parliament the former spy, known as Witness K, and his lawyer Bernard Collery, are now the subject of criminal charges brought by the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions. He says it's an insane development.
The bottom line is that spying on East Timor was indeed illegal and unscrupulous. And now this government wants to turn the former ASIS officer and his lawyer into political prisoners. But that's what happens in a pre-police state, Deputy Speaker, where instead of a royal commission, they lock up people who more likely deserve the Order of Australia.
SBS will continue to simulcast the FIFA World Cup until the end of the tournament following discussions with Optus. The agreement announced today means SBS will broadcast all remaining games until July 16. Earlier this month, SBS stepped in to simulcast all group stage games after users encountered technical problems with the Optus streaming service. Thousands of Ticketmaster customers across the country are being warned to check their bank accounts following a cyber attack. The Ticket Sellers British branch says it identified malicious software on a third-party customer support product on June 23rd. The company says less than 5% of its global customer base has been affected. Ticketmaster in Australia is contacting customers via email, urging them to change their passwords and check their financial statements for any suspicious activity. The customers contacted are those who have purchased or attempted to purchase tickets between September last year and February this year. In football, Colombia's coach is calling for optimism ahead of their all-important final group stage match against Senegal at the World Cup tonight. Japan, Senegal and Colombia are fighting for the two knockout stage spots from Group H. Colombia is 1 point behind Japan and Senegal, and the Colombians have to beat Senegal in Samara to guarantee progression to the knockout stage. Colombia lost their first game to Japan, but recovered to beat Poland 3-0 in their second match. Colombia's coach, Jose Peckerman, says his team is feeling good heading into their key game.
Sí, está claro.
Yes.
Está claro que...
Yes, that much is clear. It's an absolutely decisive match, and only victory will guarantee that we move on to the round of 16. Our morale is high, and I think we need to be optimistic, especially if we look at what happened in the last match.
And in AFL, West Coast forward Mark Lacrasse has been ruled out of Saturday's clash with Adelaide after being forced to undergo wrist surgery. It's not known how long Lacrasse will be sidelined. And now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, a mostly sunny day, 16. Adelaide showers, 14. A late shower or two in Melbourne, a top of 13 degrees. Hobart, showers easing, 13. Canberra, cloudy and 11. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 16. Sydney, mostly sunny, 17. Newcastle, also sunny, 18. Brisbane, a possible shower, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.